In this mood, running yellows is fun. Oh, the big fat yes of that moment. No more than a wink. A come on before the brake slamming red. With any luck, angry horns would cheer her on. She had run through three on her way to the airport. At least 1.5 minutes of her life won back. The security line steals that and more. Finally through the screening without a beep. But then a grim face. Open the bag, please. Mouthwash. 300 milliliters. Forbidden. How was she supposed to know that was in there? She had packed so fast. Oh, take it, but don't give me that look. Lana knows enough not to say that out loud. On the plane at last, and it's hard not to glare at the fat suits and giddy families who have stolen the first three rows. Seat 4D is fine, she tells herself, for a last minute reservation. And no one in 4E. Good. All good. As soon as possible after takeoff, Lana slips earbuds in and pumps up Siamese Dream as loud as she dares. Her eyes shut, the pumpkin's angsty stoner energy crowd surfs her all the way back, nearly 20 years to unstoppable 16. One more time around the whole album gets her all the way to the final descent. The tap on the shoulder from the stewardess. Yeah, turn off all electronic equipment. I know. It's hard not to say that out loud. Left now to its frenetic self, Lana's brain flashes with those images of the Suite Impériale on the Hôtel de Chevalier website. 7th floor penthouse, all silk and velvet, gold thread by the yard, the sumptuous canopy bed, and outside an enormous terrace with the Eiffel Tower looming. No online booking, contact the hotel. She'd had no patience for that, obviously. For a few seconds, though, she'd craved its excesses and considered it an outrageous treat. The landing bump high at Charles de Gaulle gradually deflates during the endless approach to the gate. They must have taxied to Belgium by now. Lana sings Luna under her breath as the lyrics urge her to take chances. She slyly unbuckles her seatbelt so that the moment she hears the bing, she springs from 4D and retrieves her duffel, while wriggling forward until her momentum is halted by a wedge of fat suits. In what airline world does a wheelie case, a laptop shoulder bag, a little briefcase, and a bulging duty-free bag count as one piece of hand luggage? Still, third in line to exit is hardly a worst-case scenario. Once disembarked, its earbuds back in. Lana overtakes the fat boys, and with today pounding at full volume this time, opens an impressive gap hurtling along the great looping, moving walkway that sags way down, as if depressed by the weight of so many millions of passengers, then surges up resolutely at the end. Recurring images of a model in severe profile, wearing a little Eiffel Tower strapped to her head, are eye-catching, but Lana doesn't slow down to check out what the radical millinery is advertising. She silences the pumpkins at passport control, which is default surly, but at least hassle-free. Unlike back in her old single days when the Lana Turner passport always produced a crooked grin and a fun comment, and required the fakest fake feminine giggle from her in response. You guys, never heard that one before. Lana remembers how at every hotel, car rental office, bureau de change, and airport, she would again and again try not to curse poor, drug-crazed, now-deceased Josh and Rosie Turner, who in the uninterrupted high of the summer of 1977 had thought it would be such a super cool out-of-sight idea to name the newborn accidental child of their love, Lana. The same child who by 1980 they would only discuss through their respective lawyers. But now at Charles de Gaulle passport control, just like everywhere else since she became Mrs. Lana Gibson, her passport scarcely merits a glance before it slid back to her. Briefly registering the bland, contented, married lady mugshot, before she slaps it shut and sails on, Lana is struck by the chasm between the image and the real woman clutching it, and is buzzed to feel more Lana Turner than she has for quite some time. The bad and the beautiful Lana. The postman always rings twice, Lana. Of course she knows that this feeling is not a good thing. Lana Gibson knows it too well, but it's such a good feeling. With no luggage to collect, she's through Sortie 34 in less time than it takes to listen to Geek USA, which means more of her life snatched back.